Hello, this is Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Grace That Teaches and Transforms. Biblical scriptures found in Titus 2, 11 through 12, and reads, For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Paul instructs Titus on church leadership amid Cretan cultural chaos, emphasizing grace as more than forgiveness. It's a transformative teacher. The appearance echoes Christ's incarnation, making grace visible and accessible to everyone, not just the elite. This grace doesn't merely pardon, it instructs, like a wise tutor disciplining us toward holiness. It equips us to reject cultural idols, greed, immorality, self-indulgence, and embrace self-control, integrity, and godliness. In our age of instant gratification, this verse reveals grace as an active agent, shaping character for the now while awaiting Christ's return. Grace isn't passive. It's the engine of sanctification, turning recipients into reflectors of God's glory. Today's three reflection questions are, number one, what worldly passion is grace calling you to say no to, and what freedom might that bring? Number two, how has God's grace already taught you self-control or uprightness in a specific area of life? And number three, in what ways can you extend this teaching grace to others in your community? An application I would like you to apply for this week is, choose one worldly passion and pair it with a grace practice. For every temptation, pause to read Titus 2, 11 through 12, and journal how grace empowers a yes to godliness. Track progress over 7 days, celebrating small victories as evidence of grace work. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for grace that appears to all and teaches us your ways. Empower me to deny ungodliness and embrace a life of self-control and godliness amid this world's noise. May your grace shape me into a vessel of your light. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you and have a blessed day.